This week on Windows, we've got some big reveals from the Big Apple.
We've got a brand new Windows 10 update, some incredible technology, and rad new devices you just gotta see.
You're watching This Week on Windows.
Welcome to New York City. I'm Kate, and this is a huge show for us, right, Molly?
That's right, Kate. We're talking 3D, we're talking new devices, and we're talking about a brand new take on Windows 10.
Now, with so many announcements, we thought it'd be best to sit down with a guy who knows a thing or two about these big reveals. In fact, we got a chance to sit down with Microsoft Corporate Vice President Yusuf Mehdi the day before the event so he could take us through some of these new experiences and rad new devices.
Yusuf, thank you so much for being here. I know you're super busy getting ready for tomorrow's big event. Let's talk about what the event is all about.
Sure. Well, we are so excited about what we think of as unlocking a new era of creativity. We're going to do that in two ways. So tomorrow, we're going to announce, number one, the next major update to Windows 10.
You're going to find unparalleled new ways to create and play. You're going to find new experiences that place your most important people right at the center of your digital life. And you're going to find new experiences for the creator in everyone. And that is why we have named this release the Windows 10 Creators Update.
And then the other thing is we're going to announce updates to our Surface lineup, and in particular, one just hot new device that's called the Surface Studio. It turns your desk into a creative studio. And then an update to the Surface Book, giving you twice the power and a total now of 16 hours of battery life.
We can pump up that performance for you and give you everything you need. Here's the other thing we did, fairly simple. We put more batteries in the product.
Let's talk about that Surface Studio. Yeah. It's actually right here.
That's right.
Walk me through it a little bit. It's a brand new device.
Yeah, so as we said, it's really kind of it'll turn your desk into Creative Studio. And there are three big things that I'd kind of point out to you.
Yeah.
Number one is it just starts with the screen. This is the thinnest, most beautiful screen ever created with touch and pen. Let me show you. We just come in here and take a look at some of these visuals. You get just incredibly vivid color, 13.5 million pixels. They give you these beautiful reds. Look at these greens that just pop out. And it's basically 63% more pixels than a 4K TV. It's awesome. And then I want to share the Surface Dial. The Surface Dial here is this great tool. It's another input mechanism.
Yes, this is amazing. This is one of those things that I don't think people are going to be expecting at all.
Right. And so this you can like swap through between documents. Look how nice that is. Let's say that you are a creative designer. Okay, this is what this is made for. Look at these beautiful visuals. Now I can take the Surface Dial, put it on the screen. And when I put it on the screen, I can actually get some great creativity here.
Mm-hmm.
I can put in and get the color, and then if I want, I can type in a particular color. And then as I dial, I can actually turn around and move the picture as I'm editing.
Jeez.
So that's what you see with the Surface Studio, amazing.
Rad, let's move over the new Surface Book.
Yes, we are so excited to share. This is the brand new Surface Book with the performance base. And what it gives you now is the best of the ultimate laptop that you had before, but now twice the power and up to 16 hours of battery life. Who doesn't want more battery?
Oh man, thank goodness, yes.
And what's great about it now is you can take advantage of all those Windows 10 great new features. So I talked about the Windows 10 Creators Update. In it now we've got three big new things for those creators. Number one, it's gonna be the easiest way to do sharing, creation, and capture in 3D.
If we truly want to make 3D for everyone, then we need to make 3D creation as simple as taking a photo or a video on your phone. Now here you can see my timeline, and there is my 3D memory that I just created in Paint, viewable on Facebook for all of my friends and family to see.
Number two, we're gonna enable 4K gaming, enable you or anyone to be a game broadcaster in really just a couple clicks.
Because we're building game broadcast technology right into Windows. All I have to do is click this button and start broadcasting. Just like that, we're live.
And finally, we're gonna bring people as a first-class object into the operating system. What that really means is that you can share and connect with people as faster than ever before.
With the Windows 10 Creators Update, we will give you a faster way to connect and share with the people who matter most on any Windows PC. When I get that urgent text from my husband, Peter, who's currently at the store on his phone and trying to get in touch with me, I'll see it right on my desktop. Then it's one tap to view the message, and in one simple place, I can change from Skype to the Mail app, which provides me with a view of my inbox dedicated just to Peter. In your life, you put people first. Now Windows does too.
Let's go on to the Surface Pro 4 here. This is the good old Surface Pro 4. And what I want to talk about now is that 3D capability. So one of the hardest things about 3D is, hey, how do I create 3D? Yes. It's hard to know to do the three-pane order. Here, though, what we've done is we've taken Microsoft Paint.
It's super user-friendly.
Super user-friendly. 100 million people every month use Microsoft Paint. And now we've made it Paint 3D.
Let's come back over here for a second and talk mixed reality for just a moment. Tell me a little bit about A, what it is, and B, how the Windows 10 Creators Update is going to allow people to not only access it, but create with it.
Sure. So mixed reality for us, that's our umbrella that encompasses all of this great stuff that's going on in the industry. Virtual reality, augmented reality, holographic computing, even some of the 3D things I showed you. For us, they're all under this single, simple concept called mixed reality. So now with the Windows 10 Creators Update and with some announcements we're going to make tomorrow, we're going to bring virtual reality more broadly and more powerfully. Today, virtual reality lets you immerse yourself in a world, but you don't have all the movement. We're going to add 6 degrees of freedom and the ability to get inside-out tracking. And today, they start about $599. We're going to announce tomorrow that we're going to open that up with some partners like HP, Dell, Lenovo, and we're going to drop that down to starting price point will be $299.
Excellent. Well, Yusuf, thank you so much. I know we're going to let you go to go prepare for tomorrow's great event. And actually, we're going to toss it over to Molly, who's got our resident game expert, so he can tell us more about what gamers have in store with this announcement as well.
I'm here with Larry Herb, Xbox Live's Major Nelson. Larry, a lot of exciting news for gamers today. Can you tell us what gamers will expect from the Windows 10 Creators Update?
Well, sure, Molly. Xbox One, as we know, runs Windows 10, so there's a lot of great elements coming to it. First and foremost, Beam. So Beam integration is now going to be part of the Xbox One with the Windows 10 Creators Update, which is really exciting for people that really want to get into broadcasting their games. It's a wonderful opportunity. Now, another great part of Beam is the low latency and interactivity. So that means that when I ask questions, people can respond almost immediately. And with the interactivity, the folks watching me play games can now help me out in the game and decide where I want to go. If I want to go left, if I want to go right, they can really impact the game. That's what's really exciting.
Time to off-road that vehicle.
Another thing that's coming in is Arena. So now you're going to be able to have user-generated arenas, which means that I'm going to be able to set up my own competition amongst me and my friends. Really, really exciting. And then finally, for an audiophile like me, bringing digital audio to Xbox One is really wonderful. We're going to have Dolby Atmos support for Blu-ray. I'm thrilled about that.
Lots of great news for gamers out of today. Thanks so much, Larry.
Thanks, Molly.
So there were so many incredible announcements this week. Surface Studio. Surface Dial, Surface Book i7, the Windows 10 Creators Update, new affordable VR and 3D for everyone, plus new features coming to Xbox and my people. And don't forget, pre-order is available right now for these brand new devices like Surface Studio and Surface Book i7. And if you'd like to check them out in person, head to your nearest Microsoft store.
It is up to the creators to seize the moment and bring technology to life. We're at this point in our industry, in our history, when a new computing platform and a new computing medium can empower profound creation.
Well, Kate, that'll do it for this week. But to learn more about this week's big announcements, head over to the Windows blog at blogs.windows.com.
And of course, keep it right here each and every week for much, much more. I'm Kate.
And I'm Molly. And this is This Week on Windows.